Welcome to a special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the weekly update where we examine the latest headlines from all across the world to keep you informed about issues that affect your faith. Stay aware, stay informed. It's the special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us in this special broadcast for the Friday, December 22nd of the year of our Lord, 2023. And with me today, as usual, our great producer, Brother Paul Sutliff. Hello, Brother Paul, and how are you?
Pretty good. It's getting cold here in the north.
It's just New York. That's part of your life.
It's cold.
I know it is. Well, Brother Paul, we have lots of material to cover around the world to show our audience what in the world is going on and how Muslims continue to do their work to prove to us what kind of tree they come from. It is an evil tree which produced nothing but evil fruit. So without further ado, let's start with the United States of America. And we have here three stories.
Well, on December 12th, two Hamas-supporting protesters threatened to kill Jews, leaving a Hanukkah event held at the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. Israeli Ambassador Mike Herzog hosted the event, which was attended by senior Biden administration officials, including National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby and Attorney General Merrick Garland. Jonathan Allen, who attended the event, posted a video of the protesters accosting him, waving a Palestinian flag at him and yelling, "Occupiers, occupiers, we will kill you all, occupiers." Allen added that family members of hostages who attended the ceremony could hear the protesters yelling "murderers" outside as they lit the menorah.
I'm amazed that people who are protesting for Hamas or protesting for the Palestinians against Israel, and they are demanding that Israel will stop their war, which means they stop defending themselves. But at the same time, Muslims around the world desire one thing, and that is to kill Jews. So I don't know how in the world, in one hand, you're asking the Jewish people to stop their war, which is their right to defend themselves. But on the other hand, they are attacking the Jewish people, or they are desiring to scare the daylight out of them, which means terrorizing them. And that's exactly what it is. They are launching war against the Jews. So you cannot have it both ways. You're A, want peace with Israel, or B, you want war with the Jewish people. But you cannot tell me that you want to stop the war in Israel, but at the same time, you're threatening the killing of the Jews everywhere else in planet Earth.
The next story, Breitbart reports that radical pro-Palestinian demonstrations appear to have developed a new tactic. They're targeting Christmas tree lighting across the country and other Christian symbols, in addition to symbols of Israel and Jewish institutions. The latest example was last Friday's protest in Los Angeles, where pro-Palestinian radicals marched from a fundraiser for Joe Biden to an area where there are several synagogues. They spray-painted anti-Israeli graffiti on the walls opposite the synagogues and also vandalized a local church. Before this, a pro-Palestinian activist disrupted the Christmas tree lighting at the Rockefeller Center in New York City and clashed with the police. And across the country, Governor Newsom was forced to move the state's Christmas tree lighting indoors due to threats of protests.
Don't you see now? That's exactly what we've been talking about, Brother Paul, for the last almost 3 months. That the Muslims hate the Jews and the Christians. Allah's word is very clear. 551, do not take the Jews and Christians for friends. Quran 929 is very clear. Engage in war with the Jews and the Christians. So you can go throughout the pages of the Quran and you see nothing but verse after verse after verse where Allah commanded the Muslim people to terrorize, to attack Jews and Christians. So the story about Israel is just a good excuse which Muslims are using to do what they are commanding to do, which show hatred, anger, and animosity to all Jews, all Christians, no matter where they live. By the way, on Monday, we'll have a special broadcast just to talk about what the Quran teaches about Christmas. So I hope our audience will be listening on Monday.
So the third story, on December 18th, pro-Palestine activists affiliated with several organizations in the New York City area launched a protest march throughout several areas of Manhattan to demand a ceasefire in the current Israeli-Hamas conflict. Demonstrators gathered at Grand Central Station earlier in the afternoon and marched to the Port Authority bus terminal. They went on to the Penn Station, forcing their way in while yelling Palestine, basically taking over the facility until they were removed.
Once again, Brother Paul, they are demanding that Israel cease fire. You know what? I will make that demand myself if I will confess as the Palestinians that Hamas made a mistake, that Hamas commit a crime against the Jewish people who live in Israel. But that's not the situation. They do not think Hamas did anything wrong. They actually celebrate what Hamas did on October 7th. And at the same time, they're demanding that Israel do not defend themselves, do not launch that war. They must stop that war, which does not make any sense at all. There's one thing that you say, I made a mistake, or my leaders of Hamas made a mistake and we apologize about it. Let's have peaceful talk. Or another thing, you think that Hamas did not do anything wrong, and you're just demanding that the Jewish people stop defending their own country, their own people, which does not make sense at all. Let's move on, Brother Paul, from USA to Canada.
Well, Rebel News reported that during one of the busiest shopping times of the year, malls across Canada are finding their most central shopping areas being occupied by pro-Hamas protesters yelling anti-Israel chants. This past Saturday, Danton and his helpers were no match for an angry mob of such protesters who terrified children who had come to sit on Santa's knee in Ottawa's Bayshore Mall.
Well, it is very simple. We're going to make your life miserable in Canada, in America, everywhere else, unless you unite with us to stop Israel from doing what they're doing, which is their 100% right to do, to defend their country from these savage Hamas. And once again, 70-some percent of the people of Palestine are for Hamas. They want Hamas, they like Hamas, they support Hamas, they brag about what Hamas have done on October 7th. And I'm sorry to say, you deserve what Israel is doing to you. And I hope and I pray that Israel will not stop until they finish the cleanup jobs they're doing, which is to annihilate Hamas from the face of the earth. I do not see any Muslim, not only Palestinian, but any Muslim in planet earth are standing against Hamas. So obviously the picture is very clear. They are Hamas supporter. They are Muslim jihadi, and they must pay for what they're doing. And Israel so far are doing a great job.
The next story out of Canada, we have Global News telling us that a teen who was likely classified as a refugee was taken into custody on terrorism-related charges for having planned an attack against the Jewish community in Ottawa. This article doesn't state that the teen is Muslim. However, it reveals that the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, said that there was religious motivation. The teen was knowledgeable about how to make explosives and was charged with communicating instructional material related to an explosive substance. He was also charged with instructing directly or indirectly a person to carry out terrorist activity against Jewish people.
Paul, that teenager is not working by himself. That teenager does not have money to buy a sandwich, for heaven's sake. Obviously, they tell us it has religious motive, but they will not tell us that the teenager is a Muslim. And they will not tell us his name. And they will not tell us who is his family, or most likely the mosque he belonged to, where they are doing that work together. It seems to me Muslims are getting smarter. Let us do our dirty work, use teenagers underage, and then we will not be caught if we ever get caught, because it has nothing to do with the adult. Where is the parents of the teenager? Who are the people in the mosque where the teenager pray? I'm sorry, this is bigger than the media are telling us. And the Canadians are playing a dangerous game with political correctness, which they're telling us something is wrong, but they're not telling us the full picture. And by doing that, they are actually holding the stick in the middle, which makes them look weak, in my personal opinion, which gives the Muslim people the upper hand, and they will continue what they're doing for the purpose of terrorizing the West, for the hope to force the West to do exactly what they are wishing for them to do, which is stop supporting Israel and let us have the entire country.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Well, Brother Paul, we're going to move on from Canada to the United Kingdom, where we have a very personal story concerning our sister Hatoon Taj. Maybe some of you do not know, she's a personal friend of mine. She was actually here in my house for almost 3 weeks in end of August and in the month of September. She was arrested many times in the past, and they only arrest her for, I don't know, roughly around 18 hours or so for her personal protection, because Muslims were trying to harm her in the past. But recently she contacted me in the month of October, and she told me that she really would like to make a change of her life and to come back to the United States because for some danger. She did not give me the details, but she asked me if I can help, and I offered her our help, of course. Then, surprise, surprise, she disappeared. We have received an email through a friend who assured us that she is okay. We thought up to last week that she had no access to telephone or to the computer. And then we assumed that she is somehow in prison, because in the last month and a half or so, before she disappeared, she was arrested twice, I believe, by the authorities. There's a policeman for her crime, which is hate speech. So since October 15, I believe, if I remember the date exactly, that is the last time we communicate with Sister Hatoon Taj. And now I would like you to share with us, Brother Paul, what's going on in United Kingdom.
Well, The Guardian reported that on December 15th, Edward Little, who was 22 years old, was sentenced to 16 years for attempting to attack Christian preacher Hatoon Taj. Little had traveled from his home in Brighton to London with £5,000 in cash when officers arrested him in September of 2022. He was on his way to buy a weapon for the planned attack on Hatoon Taj, who regularly appeared at Speaker's Corner, but could have killed anyone who got in his way. Police arrested Little before he even made it to the park. He was stopped in an armed police operation, according to counterterrorism chief.
And that is all what we know about our dear sister Hatoon Taj. And I hope and I pray all you, our dear audience, to keep her in your prayers, that the Lord will release her, or that she'll be able to come here to the United States and be set free. Because sadly, now the British are taking the side of the Muslims, attacking Christians and arresting Christians like Sister Hatoon for preaching the truth of the gospel or exposing the falsehood of Islam. And that is the new propaganda which Muslims are successfully practicing all over England. Anyone and everyone who will critique or speak against Islam is now charged with hate speech, which means they'll be arrested or maybe be harmed, as we hope and we pray that Sister Hatoon is not harmed. And we hope that she's just hiding someplace for her own safety until we can get her out of England. So please, our dear audience, continue to pray for our dear sister Hatoon Taj, so the Lord will be done her life. All right, Brother Paul, we're going to move from United Kingdom to France.
Elga Minor reported that last Tuesday, police in France had launched an investigation after a man armed with a 6-inch knife entered a Jewish daycare center in a Paris suburb. With his face uncovered, he threatened the female director with rape and mutilation, citing the October 7th Hamas attack against Israel. He said, "You're a Jew. You're a Zionist. Five of us are going to rape you and cut you up like they did in Gaza." This woman is now receiving trauma therapy, and she's afraid to open up the daycare center, and the parents are now afraid to bring their children there.
You see how wonderful Muslims are? They hate the Jews. They hate Jewish children. They burn them in Evin on October 7th in front of their parents, and they're trying to attack them in France. And they're going to do that everywhere you go because they hate the Jew. This have nothing to do with Israel, or as they claim it, that the Israeli occupying their Palestinian land. Because as I said before, I repeat myself, Quran chapter 5, verses 20 to 26, assure every Muslim who believe in Islam, who believe in the Quran, who believe in Muhammad, who believe in Allah, that that land belongs to the children of Israel. I will recommend the Muslims and the Americans and those on the West who are protesting with the Palestinians against Israel to read the Quran, Quran chapter 5, verse 20 to 26, to learn that the Jewish people are not occupying their own home country, their own homeland, as Allah Almighty gave that land to them literally 3,500 years ago. Just simply read the Quran and you discover for yourself. The problem is the hatred of the Muslims to the Jews and the Christians, which is found throughout the verses of Allah in the Quran and the command of Muhammad in the Hadith. So let's move on, Brother Paul, from France to Italy.
Well, Remix reported that a significant scandal has recently shaken the Catholic Church in Italy. It was originally reported by La Verità, an Italian newspaper, where investigations by the city of Ragusa's prosecutor's office have exposed the involvement of certain Italian dioceses in funding Mediterranea, an organization responsible for bringing in illegal immigrants from Africa.
Don't you love it? I don't know what is going on in the Catholic Church. Literally, one error after another, one mistake after another. I don't know where they're going to go from here. Just last week, they're blessing the gays and the lesbians as couples, but they're not blessing their marriage. I don't understand how they can convince any person with logic and common sense that that's what they're doing. On the other hand, they are financially sponsoring the illegal Muslims to go to Italy, which means they're digging their own graves. The day is coming and the Catholic Church must become a Muslim organization or they will be wiped out by the hand of the Muslims whom they are happy to bring to Italy and everywhere else around the world. By the way, this is not just a problem in Italy. That's a problem in America because we know that plenty of Catholic churches and Lutheran churches and some other wacko gay and lesbian churches in America are bringing Muslim refugees from all over the world. And by the way, they're all making good money from the government of United States of America to resettle these Muslims in America. So they are doing one mistake after another, and God help us, I don't know what is coming to the West next. Let's move on, Brother Paul, from Italy to Switzerland. And what's going on there?
Well, last week we covered a news story about a 25-year-old Algerian who trespassed into a primary school in Sweden shouting, Allahu Akbar. They deported him, not to Algeria, but to Germany.
What a great move. Now I know for sure that the people of Switzerland are dumber than the dumb. I mean, literally, they're so stupid. If he was able to jump on the train and go from Germany to Switzerland, you don't think to deport him from Switzerland to Germany, does that mean he will not be able to come back in the next train? These people do not have guts to do what is right. I said in our last program, you need to remove him from your country back to where he come from, not to a neighboring country. What is he doing?
That's a good question. That is a really good question.
Doesn't make any sense. Imagine we have illegal in America and he is a criminal. So we move him from Florida to Georgia. Wow, you did a great job. You're going back to Georgia. Because as I said, I repeat again, you sit on a train, you can move from any country in Europe to the other. European countries need to be united to remove these savage jihadi out of Europe, back to where they come from, that they make sure that they will never set a foot back in Europe, not to move from one country to another country in Europe. God help us. And I don't know, These people have no logic or common sense. Let's move on to the country of Yemen, Brother Paul.
Well, CNN reported this week that Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels are stepping up their strikes on ships in the Red Sea, which they say are revenge against Israel for its military campaign in Gaza.
I told you, Brother Paul, any excuse is a good excuse. See, we need to retaliate from the Jewish people. Which one? The one in Israel? No, the one on earth. So what are you going to do? Let's do everything which we always do. I mean, as we start looking at this story, you told me, Brother Paul, yourself, that's not new. The pirates set to attack ships and taking ships by the Somali or by the Yemeni. It is an old trick. Way before we have any problem in Israel. You know that. As a matter of fact, that go back way to 120 years ago when they used to attack the United States of America ships when they were coming back to America. That is during the days of Thomas Jefferson. I mean, we did not hear about a problem with Jewish people or Israeli at the time, but that is what Muslims love to do. Kidnapping, stealing, raping, killing. That is the norm of the fruit which fall from the tree of Islam from the days of Muhammad 1450 years ago until Christ come back. So you can give an excuse. Oh, we need to retaliate about what Israel is doing to Hamas. So what are you going to do? Attack ships. And I guarantee you many of the ships are not even Jewish ships. It could be any country ships. But it is business to steal. Like Muhammad used to hide in caves, he and his early companions, and attack caravan, killing the men and taking their goods and women and children. That's exactly what Muslims are good of doing. The founder model, Muhammad himself, and they're using the same blueprint which Muhammad used 1450 years ago. Well, Brother Paul, that brings us to the end of our broadcast. Thank you so much for your hard work producing that show. And our dear audience, until we meet again in another broadcast, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.